You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Well, you could probably say it now on your own. The five Islamic lies that is pushed upon the world that they want everyone to believe. Lie one, Islam is a religion of love. Lie two, Islam is a religion of peace. Lie three, Allah is another name for God. Lie four, Jesus is the same to the Muslims as he is to Christians. And lie five, that the Quran is a holy book. You know, from 622 AD to 722 AD, you got 100 years there, Islam invaded Spain, Portugal, France, as well as all the territory from Morocco to India. In 732 AD, King Charles Martel defeated Islam near Tours, France, and the Jews and the Muslims were driven from the entire Iberian Peninsula. And then in 1492, Turkey was threatening southern Europe. And the Germans fought against the Turks at the gates of Vienna for 200 years. Following the defeat of the Turks in Europe, Islam slept. But 100 years ago, 120 some years ago, after the invention of the gasoline engine, Islam came back to life. And today Islam is marching. They're now fighting in the Philippines, in Indonesia, and in other places in the Far East, in Africa, Europe, in Britain, everywhere in the world, France, the World Trade Center in New York. Islam is convinced that Allah has given them the victory with the corner on the petroleum market of the world, and the money from their oil gives them great political power as well. So today we see the revolutionary Islam of, the former Osama bin Laden, the nuclear weapons programs of Iranian President Mohammed Ahmadinejad and his mullahs that claim Israel will disappear very shortly. The Prime Minister Ismail Haniya of the terrorist Hamas organization. Hezbollah and its leaders, the Ayatollahs and the Taliban in Afghanistan, because they're flourishing again now, seeing how Joe Biden pulled his blunder and deserted, tucked tail and ran and left them sophisticated weapons instead of blowing them up. By that traitor General Miley. And then we have the evolutionary Islam, and they want to take over the world and de-Christianize it, Islamicize it, and then the evolutionary Muslims, basically they're a hard-working people, and there's over 15 million of them, probably closer to 20 million of them, that live in the United States today. So here, some come here as illegal immigrants. Others come here as students paid for by the oil-producing nations. But they marry Christians or Jewish Americans, and then they stay here. After 2 years, they have citizenship. Then they bring their families in. So they're invading us. And, you know, Judaism is a pour forth after the Protestants, the Catholics, and the Muslims. But Islam feels threatened by the Jews because they control Israel, the Holy Land. And so they have to destroy them and kill them all. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.